This is Jay Sekulowicz, straightforward. Egypt's Coptic Christians must be protected or else U.S. aid stops.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Islamic insurgents inside the Sinai Peninsula, supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood that the army is beginning to try and deal with, are better armed than ever. Remember the Libyan revolution, all the weapons there? They're now in Sinai, right there at the hands of the extremists that are looking to cause problems at the very least, and perhaps try to begin some kind of insurgency war against the Egyptian army who deposed their friends, the Muslim Brotherhood.
We have not made a policy decision to put a blanket hold on economic support, on the Economic Support Fund, ESF assistance. Clearly, that review is ongoing, as we've talked about in here quite a bit. That review includes military assistance, security assistance, and it also includes economic assistance. But we have not made a decision to put a blanket hold.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We also condemn the attacks and violence that continue to occur across Egypt, including we deplore in the strongest terms the reprehensible attacks against over 40 Coptic Christian churches and other Christian institutions, including schools, social service societies, and businesses, by extremists bent on sowing interreligious strife when the vast majority of Egyptians reject such behavior.
Protection of Americans in Egypt, not just only our diplomats, but all Americans, is of the highest priority.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, we just went on this live yesterday, and already a lot of attention being paid to the plight of Coptic Christians in Egypt. Welcome our television audience to the broadcast. For those of you listening on radio, there'll be some video up on this this afternoon. But let me tell you what, I'm holding my hand, a report that was just issued yesterday, late in the day, by Amnesty International regarding the plight of Coptic Christians in Egypt. They say it is a shocking dereliction of duty that security forces failed to prevent these sectarian attacks and protect Coptic Christians. They also said that the violence being condemned is not enough. The tragic attacks were no surprise given the inflammatory and sectarian language used by some Morsi supporters, scapegoating Christians for the crackdown they suffered. So Amnesty International recognizing the plight of Coptic Christians. This is a very serious situation, folks, that we are engaged in at the highest levels with our global affiliates around the world, but also, of course, in Washington, D.C. Jordan, what is the latest that you have in Washington? There are conflicting reports coming out today about aid. We're saying the aid should be based on a guarantee that the minority, the religious minorities, Coptic Christians, will be protected. What's the latest?
Well, I'd say one thing that is not controversial and is not divided on is that the Obama administration looks very bad on this. Their policy, not just that they're weak, but also misguided. The idea that you've now got the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, who's come out and said, well, we have very limited influence in Egypt. Now, we send billions of dollars a year there. We brokered the peace deal between Egypt and Israel that has remained for decades. And we have funded that military. We have provided it the weapons. We have provided it the trucks. I mean, from the trucks to the tanks to the jets to the bullets. Thank the United States of America if you're the Egyptian military. Yep. And yet now we have an administration saying that we have limited influence. This is the Obama doctrine at work.
You know, they talk about David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, also a major in the United States Army. David, they're talking about, and we've only got about 10 seconds here before the break, they're talking about weapons being utilized. The fact is, we were giving those weapons to the Morsi government, which were the Muslim Brotherhood. So what's the great shock here, that some of the terrorists got them and used them in the Sinai?
It's amazing. I mean, let's be absolutely clear here. The Obama administration backed the Muslim Brotherhood. It is the Muslim
right.
Brotherhood burning churches.
I hope you heard what David just said. Folks, the decision and the mistake here was backing the Muslim Brotherhood-led government of Morsi. That's what this is all about. That's what the Arab Spring ended up becoming. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. But, folks, we've got an urgent petition. It's very simple. Defend Egypt's Christians. This is a longstanding, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, and they are being slaughtered. Churches being burned, Al-Qaeda flags being raised over churches. If you want to stop it, add your name to this petition at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take action right now.
As the violence and chaos escalate in Egypt, there's one thing that has become crystal clear. Radical Islamists have stepped up their campaign to target Christians. And the Muslim Brotherhood, an anti-American, anti-Israel terrorist group, will stop at nothing to regain control in Egypt. It is time for the Obama administration to take sides, stand for religious freedom, and against the Muslim Brotherhood. It's time for the Obama administration to put conditions on U.S. aid to Egypt. Christians must be protected, and our jihadist enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, must be opposed and defeated. Stand now with the American Center for Law and Justice. Add your name to our petition demanding the Obama administration defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 28,590 of you have signed a petition. It's very straightforward. It said it's time to take sides in this. Egypt's Christian community is under assault by jihadist radicals. Churches are burning, including ancient cathedrals. Nuns are being captured and paraded through the streets. Christian homes and businesses are attacked, and Christian children are dying. The jihadist Muslim Brotherhood, furious that it has lost power, is taking out its rage and revenge, basically, on Egyptian Christians. It's past time for a clear message from the United States. And we're getting muddled messages even today, folks. But this is the very simple part of this. We cannot give unconditional aid to Egypt until they make a guarantee that they are going to defend and protect these Christians whose churches are being burned, crosses being covered with an Al-Qaeda flag up. Now, if you don't want to see that happen with your taxpayer dollars, and you want it makes you really upset, which it does me, as you can tell in my voice, that we've got crosses in ancient cathedrals being covered with flags from Al-Qaeda. If you want that stopped and you want the United States to take the appropriate action, which is just not to give money without guarantees, then you join this petition right now. It's easy way to do it is ACLJ.org. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It is that straightforward. It is that simple. And we need your help on this, folks. This cannot be done just with us. We need thousands of people to engage. We've got a lot of people calling in the phones right now at 1-800-684-3110. But before we do that, David, quickly, we talked about this during the break. We are sending out a muddled message in the United States right now.
Nobody really knows what the administration's message is.
I mean,
it was a very clear until about 2 or 3 weeks ago that they are 100% A-OK with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Now, is it a coup? We don't know if it's a coup. Are we for the military government? We don't know. In the meantime, churches burn.
Right.
In the meantime, churches burn. It's time, even if the military is our ally, even if it is, it is time to demand that they do something.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. We're at a really strategic point here. You go to ACLJ.org, join with us. By the way, we're in a matching challenge campaign for those of you seeing this on TV as well. We want your help on this. We've got offices in Jerusalem that cover the Middle East. ACLJ.org to sign that petition or to support the work of the ACLJ. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Christians are dying. Churches are being burnt. And I'm asking, what are we going to do about it? We're going to get messages to the UN. We're going to get messages to the White House. And Jordan, you said earlier we have a partial victory of sorts right now because it looks like what we've been saying, freeze this thing, freeze the money until we figure out what's going on there.
That's right. I think that we have a situation where You've got the United States. At least they're not saying that they've suspended aid, which is what Senator Patrick Leahy, U.S. Senator, had said. And his office had said that it appeared to be that the aid had been suspended. But in fact, what we now know is that at least they have this whole determination language has really been, if we take the senator and take him at his word and his office at their word, then this whole discussion about should we call it a coup or not has been cover for suspending the aid temporarily, at least. And that's all anyone has been calling for. Not we're never going to aid Egypt again. The idea was show them that we're going to cut it off now. I wish they would do it publicly. I think that would send a message to the world and people who rely on U.S. dollars to fund their troops or feed their troops or arm their troops or give them any kind of vehicles. But at the same time, if the administration has done this, at least for these next 30 days or in the next couple of months, I think that this is a victory for everyone who's spoken out, people like Senator Rand Paul speaking out and saying, cut this aid off until they show us that they can do the right thing.
All right, let's play. This is from the State Department briefing yesterday. We'll try to make some sense of this. I think Jordan's analysis is correct. I think he probably has a better analysis than the State Department, but let's go ahead and play what the State Department said.
But you've made your decision that you don't plan to make a determination, correct?
Correct.
And that has not changed.
That has not changed.
And are you reviewing that decision?
I believe we've made a decision. Obviously, anything we can review, but there's no plans for that. When we announced we weren't making a determination, we talked about our broad national security interests. It's always been about the Egyptian people determining their path forward, and not making a determination was in part because we did not want to send a signal that we were taking sides.
Yeah, the problem is they took sides, and they took the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that, you know, who are we kidding here? The administration took the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. We are now reaping the consequences of this. And I think we've got to be the reality check here, folks, is we've taken the wrong side. Now we've got the military in control, which I think is a better move. But until there's a guarantee that we've got protection of Christian minorities, we should not be funding anything. Jordan, let's go to the phones. I see we've got some folks that are Coptic Christians calling. Let's go and take some of those calls.
Yep, Nancy's calling in from California on line 3. Nancy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning. Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I wanted to let you know that I'm so happy to hear you talking about the truth. All the media is saying that the army is the one that's creating violence in Egypt. You have no idea. 28 churches have been burned in the last month. You have no idea what Christians are going through. Over and over through the years, there's been a lot of suffering for Christians.
Yep.
Because they're already minority, because they're never heard, because they don't go out and protest, and they don't go and kill people back.
Well, Nancy, one of the things I hope you've heard through this broadcast is that we are, in fact, taking proactive stance here, and we know that the military is not responsible for the destruction of the Christian churches. In fact, a very liberal group, Amnesty International, has said they are condemning the violence is not enough. They write that the tragic attacks were no surprise, given the inflammatory and sectarian language used by some Morsi supporters, scapegoating Christians for the crackdown they suffered. They suffered a crackdown when they tried to suspend the Constitution of Egypt. Nancy, let me ask you this. Do you still have family back in Egypt?
I do. Everybody's there.
What are they saying?
Families here. They're hiding in their homes. They can't even go out. They can't step outside. A taxi driver, just because he was hanging a cross, they dragged him out of the car and slaughtered him in the middle of the street. This is real life.
Now, this is what's happening. Jordan, I know you've worked closely with the Coptic community leadership in the United States. We spoke at a conference. You and I participated in a conference with Coptic leaders from around the world just a few weeks back in Washington. The story from Nancy, unfortunately, is not unusual. There are actually pictures of the attack on the taxi driver, and Will Haynes has just told me, our producer here, that it's horrific. We're not going to put those up on our website, obviously. They're that bad. But it's out there, and I'm glad Nancy called in. But, Jordan, this is a real problem, and it's really serious, and we know who the culprits are.
Yeah, it's out there. I mean, the images are there, and the pictures are there, and the body is there, the taxi cab there, the dragging out of the body, all of this captured. Now, this can be either, you could say, well, this is because law has broken down, and the streets are being run by thugs from the Muslim Brotherhood. You could also say that the Egyptian military is maybe, you know, it's one of the larger militaries in the world. and is not doing a good enough job protecting a group that we know is being targeted? And is it because they are Muslims and they are not willing to put their bodies in the way of a Muslim Brotherhood attack on a church, that that's not going to be a priority for them? And I would say, if I was the administration, if that's not going to be a priority for you, then kiss our money goodbye and our support. And if you want to try to break peace agreements and things like right. that, see how the world reacts.
Jordan made a good point there. I want to point out, David, also, and get your comments on this. Egypt's military has now arrested one of the leading Islamic clerics from the Muslim Brotherhood. He, by the way, was responsible with Mohamed Morsi conspiring with, guess who, folks? Hamas. Hamas, of course, and the Muslim Brotherhood calling for the destruction of Israel. So none of this is really shocking. It's just outrageous that it's happening.
It's absolutely outrageous. And if the administration tries to say we don't have leverage here, that is absolutely crazy. I mean, let's go through some of the numbers we went through yesterday. 2,600 American-made tanks in the Egyptian army, 240 American-made fighter jets in the Egyptian army, 450,000 troops equipped with American weapons and American equipment. You don't think we have leverage if we said no more spare parts, no more technical help, unless you protect Christians, unless you do something to demonstrate you respect individual liberty? You want to see how quickly things would change, but we don't even have the will to do that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something else, folks. I'm just reading an AP report here, and an area that I'm very concerned about, this I mentioned on the broadcast yesterday, is the Sinai, also bordering down to the and this is, when you get to Sinai, you're talking about Gaza, you're talking about Israel, you're talking about the Suez Canal. And if the Suez Canal is some way implicated by this, and you've got insurgents, they're actually saying, according to AP, that daylight attacks raise fears that the strategic desert region bordering Israel and the Gaza Strip could be plunged into a full-fledged insurgency. You close the Suez Canal, you could have economic chaos throughout the world. We need to take action both for our own interests and for the Christians in Egypt. Folks, they're burning churches. Al-Qaeda flags are being raised over crosses, and we're sitting there trying to figure out what our policy is. It's really simple. We will give you aid if you protect the minority religious groups. That includes the Christians. You don't protect the Christians, we're done. That simple. If you agree with us, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Can't blame this on the military, but we've got to have assurances here, folks. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you're concerned about churches, Christians, your brothers and sisters, if you're concerned about an Al-Qaeda flag being hoisted over a cross, you go to ACLJ.org, add your name to that petition right now, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. As the violence and chaos escalate in Egypt, there's one thing that has become crystal clear. Radical Islamists have stepped up their campaign to target Christians. And the Muslim Brotherhood, an anti-American, anti-Israel terrorist group, will stop at nothing to regain control in Egypt. It is time for the Obama administration to take sides, stand for religious freedom, and against the Muslim Brotherhood. It's time for the Obama administration to put conditions on U.S. aid to Egypt. Christians must be protected, and our jihadist enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, must be opposed and defeated. Stand now with the American Center for Law and Justice. Add your name to our petition demanding the Obama administration defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got an entire region in chaos, and that is in Egypt. It's now affecting the Gaza Strip. That means it borders Israel and the Suez Canal. This is extremely serious, and churches are being burned, Christians are being killed, and Al-Qaeda flags hoisted over crosses. I'm concerned about it enough that we've mobilized our teams around the globe, and we're bringing you this special broadcast. If you want to join with us in this fight, by the way, we encourage you to do it. Thousands of you responded yesterday. We sent this email out, and basically within 24 to 36 hours, we are over 28,000, almost 29,000 signatures with phone calls, over 30,000 signatures on this petition. It is very straightforward. It says you're going to control aid, and you're going to have it with a guarantee, an assurance that Coptic Christians, Christians generally, religious minorities as well, will be protected from this ongoing assault by the jihadists and the Muslim Brotherhood. To do that, you can sign your name to the petition at aclj.org. That's a really easy way to do it, aclj.org. You can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. The administration is sending out, Jordan, mixed signals here, and that's creating part of this problem.
Sure. I mean, this is what's so difficult, I think, for the American people, if you're watching, or for Egyptians on either side. If you're the Muslim Brotherhood, some days you think that the administration is supporting you. Other days you think the administration is undermining you behind the scenes. If you are the Egyptian military, you're a human rights abuser one day. On the next day, everyone is defending why we have to keep sending you money without any kind of preconditions whatsoever. You've got a deep divide within all people in Washington. There's not Republican versus Democrat.
Right.
I was just reading a piece by Thomas Sowell, who's saying we should be funding Egypt and that we have to look, you know, we can't come up with a better solution. I don't agree with that, and I think that that's looking at it way too economically when you talk about human blood on the streets. And at the same time, I think we could solve this much, much more quickly. I don't believe it with Chuck Hagel, this whole idea that we have limited influence. I think we could tell the Egyptian military very clearly, you start protecting those churches and the Christian neighborhoods, and those are easy to find. In fact,
right,
the Muslim Brotherhood has marked them for you with red ink. They did that through some of the cities. If you do that, we'll send you the money. Show us that you'll do that. We're going to monitor it. We've got people there. We could monitor that. And then we would see that this was a military that was the military that people thought they could be, a truly much more secular military in the sense that they were not rife with Muslim Brotherhood members, which many people were worried about. But they still have not put their bodies in between the Muslim Brotherhood and the church destruction.
You mentioned Chuck Hagel. This was from a press briefing yesterday. It brings up exactly what Jordan just said, and this was there's very limited what we can do, except we're giving them about $1.5 billion. Take a listen, number 22.
And why not answer the calls from Capitol Hill in particular now? Just pull all the aid out if they're not cooperating or don't appear to be cooperating at any level.
We have serious interests in Egypt and that part of the world. This is a very complicated problem. Our ability to influence the outcome in Egypt is limited. It's up to the Egyptian people.
You know, it's a complicated problem. You're the Secretary of Defense. You get to handle complicated problems. We have a limited role? Really? $1.3 billion in aid? David doesn't seem so limited to me.
It's 25% of their defense budget. 25%
yeah, not so limited.
Of their defense budget. All of their major equipment, I'll say that again, all of their major equipment is American-made and manufactured. We have huge leverage. You know what? This is a game that we have seen throughout the Middle East. Our quote-unquote allies will say, give us money, give us money, give us weapons, or you don't know how bad it could be. You don't know how bad it could be. And we just give them weapons. You know, and in the meantime, the Christian community diminishes across the Middle East. 1 million Christians out of Iraq, and now we've got the possibility of religious cleansing in Egypt, the largest Christian community in the Middle East, and still the call is, give us weapons, give us weapons.
According to Fox News, this is recently, at least 60 churches have been targeted, along with Christian schools, homes, businesses, and even an orphanage. In the areas, there are particular areas, as Jordan mentioned, where Islamists have come in and have marked homes, Christians' homes and businesses, marked them in red or put X's over them to single them out for attack. And what are we doing? We're saying it's a complicated problem. Give me a break. Here's a complicated problem. A complicated problem is when the government, our government, including Republicans and Democrats, can't figure out what the policy is supposed to be. Well, figure it out. We'll give you aid, protect the Christians. It's that simple. You're the government that's in charge. Act like it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Look, I'm glad the military's there and Morsi's out. I'm glad the Muslim Brotherhood's out, but they're acting, as Amnesty International said, they're acting in revenge. And who do they take the revenge on? The minority. Who's the minority? The Christians. We've got to fight back. We could do that both here in the United States and around the globe with our affiliates, but that's where you come in, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Remember this, we're here for another half hour. So we're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you just simply go over to SiriusXM. Of course, we're live, but go to ACLJ.org. You can get it there. Let's take another call. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, Sherry in Texas on line four. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning, guys. I really appreciate your support of the cops in Egypt. And I truly agree with everything you're saying. And because I'm not hearing any of this on, you know, your regular American media. So I'm truly, truly appreciative. But one thing I would like to add or just say is that actually right now the Egyptian army is the sole fighter against the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
And they are truly, truly terrorists. They've been growing and increasing in force against Christians and against the entire country for the past 80 years. They have been growing in force. And actually, Nancy was saying that, I think she said there were like about 25 churches. Actually, I think the number is around 70 or more.
Yeah, the Fox News is reporting that it's 60, Sherry. Now, are you from the Coptic community?
I am Coptic Egyptian. I listen to the Egyptian media.
Yeah.
The Muslim Brotherhood. I'm totally in tune to that.
What was the reaction of your community? Because I think this is the fundamental problem with all of this, is that the United States backed Morsi's government, the Muslim Brotherhood-led government. I think that was a huge mistake from the beginning. What's your sense?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the cops in Egypt, they did not have any appraisal against, what's going on about the burning, because they know it's not the country's fault. It's not the army's fault. This is a Muslim Brotherhood issue. So they wanted the army to intervene and take care of that problem.
You know, a lot of Coptic groups, by the way, so you know, Sherry, have been taking our petition, translating it, putting it up on websites. Let me encourage you to do that as well. We want to get to, I think it's conceivable that we get to well over 50,000, maybe 100,000 signatures on this as this unfolds, but it's going to take everybody's help. We appreciate you calling. By the way, stay on the line if you're there. We're going to take more of your calls if you want to talk to, especially if you're a Coptic Christian, you got family there, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hang on the line. We're here for another half hour. So, again, and we're filming this also for our television audience, it's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Folks, we need you to take some direct action here. As David said, 28,000 of you, almost 30,000 now in a day, have contacted us on this issue. We're in our second day of this campaign. I want to get to 100,000 signatures. That's where you come in. We've mobilized our offices literally around the globe, including Jerusalem, but I need your help. They need your help. The Christians need your help, and they don't want Al-Qaeda flags flying over their churches. Go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition, participate in that matching challenge as well, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org. Easy way to sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget our matching challenge. Back with more in a moment.
Christians must be protected, and our jihadist enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, must be opposed and defeated. Stand now with the American Center for Law and Justice. Add your name to our petition demanding the Obama administration defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Again, we're talking about what is a very serious situation in Egypt for Coptic Christians. Churches being destroyed. Reports are at least 60. We just had a call that said 70, but we've got at least 60 confirmed churches. Many Christians killed. Nuns taken hostage, paraded in the streets. Al-Qaeda flags flying over crosses of church facilities. I mean, this is outrageous what's going on. And we're taking your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Now, Chuck Hagel, you know, the United States is acting like we don't know what to do. It's very complicated. Here's what he said. This is number 22. This is what he said yesterday.
And why not answer the calls from Capitol Hill in particular now? Just pull all the aid out if they're not cooperating or don't appear to be cooperating at any level.
We have serious interests in Egypt and that part of the world. This is a very complicated problem. Our ability to influence the outcome in Egypt is limited. It's up to the Egyptian people.
You know, are we shocked that Chuck Hagel is saying this is a, first of all, you're the Secretary of Defense. You're supposed to handle complicated problems, right? That's what you do. You're the Secretary of Defense. Handle complicated problems. It's not as complicated as you think. We'll give them aid. The military is certainly better than Mohamed Morsi. We should have acknowledged that we should never have funded the Muslim Brotherhood in the first place. We had no problem sending them tanks. No problem sending them jets. So now the military's in there. Now we're pulling back. Now, I think right now a hold until we figure out what's going on and we've got Christian protection is necessary. But the Secretary of Defense saying it is complicated? Well, why are we shocked? When he was up for confirmation, this is what he had to say.
There are a lot of things I don't know about. I, if confirmed, intend to know a lot more than I do. I will have to.
Well, you've been confirmed. You're telling me it's complicated, and you obviously you haven't picked it up. And, Jordan, what is the reaction going on? Because I know this is not a Republican-Democrat issue. This is churches and Christians being persecuted. That's what this issue is.
Yeah, but it's no surprise Chuck Hagel could care less about them. I mean, this is why we oppose his nomination. I think, you know, if we have a Secretary of Defense whose answer is it's real complicated and then who couldn't answer the questions before, is this any surprise? He's a mouthpiece and a basically a filler for the Obama administration. They are the ones ultimately responsible. It's the White House. They're now coming out denying what Senator Leahy said.
Right.
I think what Senator Leahy's staff was saying is that there's this $585 billion. We haven't decided yet what to do with it. And so, in effect, that is cutting off aid. You can't go back and take the money that we already gave. But the money that hasn't been given out yet has no plan of being dispersed at this time. That is fundamentally a halt. That yet the White House is saying, no, it's not. They've now come out through the National Security Council and said it's not a halt to aid, and we haven't changed anything. The idea that you can make a determination by making no determination, doesn't that sum up the Obama administration
yep.
right there in their foreign policy? Why is the Middle East burning? Why are churches being destroyed? Thank your president, because he's not clear, and he went over to the Muslim world, the first step he did, and said, we support you. He didn't go over and tell the Coptic Christians that. He told the Muslims that. And what have they done? Through their militant groups, they have risen up. And now we have to decide, do we support these factions like militaries, which basically tell us, the Egyptian military, we only do what you like if you give us money. That's really a great military to be supporting, by the way. If we don't keep giving them billions of dollars, they will, what, declare war on Israel? I mean, the idea, again, these are not rational thinkers here. We're buying off their support or trying to.
All right, David, let me ask you this. Will pointed this out, and it's true that we have a human rights provision in our aid to Egypt, but the administration has consistently waived that requirement. So it is there. We just have to not waive it.
Well, they waived it for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Which is so bizarre, folks. They raised it. They waived it for the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, give me a break.
You know, our petition is really simple. It is defend Christians, defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. How about that for a policy?
Yeah, not so complicated. Defend Christians, defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. That took about 8 seconds to come up with. But the administration doesn't seem to want to get that, and I think there's Republicans and Democrats that don't get it either. Folks, that's exactly what we want to do, though. We want to defend the Christians that are being slaughtered, churches being burned, schools being closed, orphanage being burned to the ground, Al-Qaeda signs and symbols being put over a cross. We want to fight back on that and protect the Christians and don't fund the jihadists. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Be back with your calls in just a moment.
As the violence and chaos escalate in Egypt, there's one thing that has become crystal clear. Radical Islamists have stepped up their campaign to target Christians. And the Muslim Brotherhood, an anti-American, anti-Israel terrorist group, will stop at nothing to regain control in Egypt. It is time for the Obama administration to take sides. Stand for religious freedom and against the Muslim Brotherhood. It's time for the Obama administration to put conditions on U.S. aid to Egypt. Christians must be protected, and our jihadist enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, must be opposed and defeated. Stand now with the American Center for Law and Justice. Add your name to our petition demanding the Obama administration defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
We don't know our enemy. By the way, 28,938 of you have signed online. Let's get that over 30,000, well over 30,000, over 35,000 by the end of today. That would be great if we could do that. We want that be more than one-third of the way to 100,000. I think we can get there. Folks, we're fighting for Coptic Christians that are being put through a horrendous situation. I mean, just awful. Churches being burned, Al-Qaeda symbols being put on top of crosses, nuns being paraded in the streets, and we don't know what we're doing here. The U.S. government's trying to figure out what we do. We've got a lot of calls that are coming in, Jordan. Let's go get some of those calls right now.
Yep, right to the phones we go. A lot of people calling in. Nadine in California online, too. Nadine, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Nadine.
Hi there. I just wanted to make 3 points, if I could,
sure,
to educate people a little bit about the Coptic Christians. It was actually the church that was founded by the apostle St. Mark. It's one of the few churches in the world actually founded by an apostle,
right,
in Alexandria at the beginning of Christianity. Number two, the Muslim Brotherhood has always been a terrorist group. They were outlawed in Egypt for,
right,
80 years. They came into power after the revolution. People wanted to believe maybe they had changed. They still showed a lot of ties to Hamas. They were negotiating even with a company in Qatar to sell them part of the Sinai. Everybody knew,
right,
Hamas. Very, very much in bed with Hamas. They are a terrorist group. Number three, please, I think the Coptic community unanimously would say the following, and the Pope of the Coptic community has said this. The military is our biggest defense,
yes,
against these people in Egypt. You cannot cut aid to this military. The government, the United States government, Obama needs to be clear, they support this military. They support the interim government. They support the removal of Morsi, especially after half the nation took to the streets in the biggest protests in mankind history.
Yeah, Nadine, I want you to hang on here because I want to talk to you some more, but I want David French, who is in charge of our digital advocacy, but also is a judge advocate general, a major in the United States Army, works closely with our office in Jerusalem. Skip Ash, by the way, is being deployed in, I think, the next 10 days over to Israel. So we've got senior people there, but Nadine, so you hang on the line because I want to go back to you here. But Nadine brings up this point about, you know, that we picked, and the, you know, when I say we, the United States government picked the Muslim Brotherhood. We said, yes, we'll support them, and they have not supported the military. Now, I agree with Nadine that the military is the best thing that could happen in Egypt right now. I do want those conditions on to protect the Christians, and I think they'll accept them. We just have to say it. But the fundamental flaw here, and I think Nadine is pointing this out, and she's a Coptic Christian, is that we backed the bad guys in the beginning. and said, don't revolt against them.
Yeah, let's not forget, it's about 24 to 48 hours before the revolution that toppled the Muslim Brotherhood. The United States ambassador to Egypt, this is not a low-ranking official, the U.S. ambassador to Egypt urged people not to take to the streets, urged that this massive democratic upheaval not happen. And I agree that the military is the best hope to protect the Coptic community. I just don't trust them to do it without us holding their feet to the fire.
Well, you don't know who's in control. I'm hopeful that I'm very glad the military is there. I do want the protection for the Coptic Christian community in there. Nadine, what are you hearing from family in Egypt or for other Coptic Christians here in the United States that have family in Egypt? What are they hearing right now?
Look, similar to what was said before, a lot of them are in their homes, scared, with the lights turned off at night so that they're not targeted. A lot of them have X's all over their homes. Cairo, it's starting to become a little bit more normal, where people have even endeavored to go to work, but that's even a scary situation. But the Pope has said, because when the churches started burning moderate Muslims, which is what this revolution was about, it told people we don't want Sharia law, we don't want fanaticism, moderate Muslims tried to protect some of these churches. The Pope of the Coptic Church said, your lives are worth more than these churches. We'll rebuild these churches.
You know, which is an interesting statement. He also said, the Pope of the Coptic Church said, that he is standing with the Egyptian law enforcement, the armed forces, and all of the institutions of the Egyptian people in its confrontation of the violent armed organization. That is Hamas. That is the Muslim Brotherhood. And, Jordan, the question is in Washington right now. You're there. I know I just got an email from Ashraf. I mean, you're there. We just were dealing with this. They saw this coming a couple of months ago, that this upheaval was going to take place. But Washington is not sending out a clear message, and that's a big part of the problem.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, the idea, again, the Christians get blamed first. I mean, it is a very a similar situation we see over and over now in the Muslim world. Blame a minority. The Muslim Brotherhood and these Islamists don't like the fact that they're thrown out by other Muslims. They don't want to. I mean, if you want to really set them off, just get in their face about that. That's what the United States should be saying clearly on the record. Let the Muslim Brotherhood needs to realize it is Muslims who said no more. That the 10% population of Egypt, the Christian population of 8 million out of 84, is not the driving force for overthrowing or the military there. It is Muslims who threw you out. But who gets targeted? The Christians. And I think the reason why is because the military is still not willing, though they may not support this kind of targeting. I don't think they do, and no one's charged that. They're not willing to put their own lives on the line, the military, to stand in between the Muslim Brotherhood and those who were targeting, torturing, and destroying these churches.
I'll tell you something, folks. The serious nature of this cannot be understated. We are almost at 29,000 signatures with phone calls. We're probably over 30,000. We want to get to, I'm going to set a high goal here. I want to see us well in excess of 50,000 signatures defending these churches. You can help us at ACLJ.org or calling 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, and a lot of you do, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take another phone call.
Yeah, Med in California, line 4. Med, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Med. You're on the air, Med.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
I just primarily want to thank you for keeping our watch out and all this. But a couple of important things that I wanted to share with you is that the number of the churches has been increased to 75,000. I'm sorry, 75. The most important thing that I want to say is it is what they want us to believe is that it's a Christian and Muslim war, but it's actually the country against the Brotherhood and the terror.
Right. They're trying to turn it into a civil war, but it is the jihadists against the moderates and the Christians, the rest of the country.
Exactly. And the sad thing is that the U.S. has supported these Brotherhoods, and now we're being killed and fought with U.S. equipment and artillery. And the U.S. is just basically taking a backseat and watching all this happen.
Med, I want to go right back to you in a moment, but I want to go to David here. You know, we were concerned when the United States was sending those F-16s, those M1A tanks, to the Muslim Brotherhood, that it could get in the wrong hands. There's a lot of weapons on the street. It's the military. I'm all for the military in Egypt. I think that's the right move. But the fact of the matter, and I think we've got to be clear here, we don't know where some of those weapons went. And the Muslim Brotherhood is well-armed, really well-armed, and I wonder, are they well-armed with U.S. weapons?
Well, you know, that's one thing that we got to find out. But let's be clear about the way the media has distorted a lot of this. This has not been a case of the Army going in and, like, attacking, say, the Freedom Riders, here that are protesting a military coup. They're attacking the Muslim Brotherhood. That is why our petition has two parts, two critical parts. Can't have one without the other. Defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Med is exactly right. This was the largest revolt in human history, some people say, the largest demonstrations in human history against jihadism, and we're having trouble figuring out what to do. You get behind that, and you defend Christian liberty.
Rich Lowry had an interesting editorial in National Review, and I'm going to go right back to you in a minute here, Med. He said that for the first time in 1,600 years, they did not pray this past Sunday at the Virgin Mary and Anba Abram Monastery in a village in southern Egypt. By the way, that is happening now throughout Egypt. Rich Lowry calls it Egypt is in the midst of an anti-Christian pogrom. That's what he's saying. And I think he's absolutely correct on this. Med, what are you hearing? And I'm glad you called. And I'm glad other Coptic Christians are calling. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, we're here for another segment. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Med, what are you hearing from your family and friends back home in Egypt?
Basically, as you know, the previous people had mentioned, is that everybody's at home. They're just scared. Nobody's able to get out to go to their, you know, schools or kind of life, if you will, even go shop for food and water and all of that. But the scary thing is we have relatives that live in the city, and they're seeing trucks that come on a daily basis, unload artillery to these brotherhoods and just drive away.
So they're still being armed?
Yeah, they're being armed. And again, like I keep saying, it just keeps coming back to we as a U.S. have supported all this. And why isn't Obama being investigated?
Well, you know, I'll tell you why. Because he took a gamble, and Jordan, the gamble was back the Muslim Brotherhood, and now we're paying for it. By the way, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. But, Jordan, it was a political gamble. We got less than a minute here before the break, yeah. And we're reaping the consequences of that gamble. It did not
pay
off.
Not only reaping the consequences, we have Hosni Mubarak about to be released. The president that our president said he needed to leave, he's now been scheduled to be released from prison. And you've got Mohamed Morsi imprisoned. You've got the Mohamed Badi from the Muslim Brotherhood imprisoned. So basically, whoever the administration has supported ends up in jail, at least temporarily, may come out later, like Mubarak, may end up in jail like the Muslim Brotherhood. It makes America look very weak, and that's also a bad part of this narrative.
All right, folks, sign that petition at ACLJ.org. Over 28,975 of you had, actually 29,000 now. More with phone calls, or call us at 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Don't forget that matching challenge. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. As the violence and chaos escalate in Egypt, there's one thing that has become crystal clear. Radical Islamists have stepped up their campaign to target Christians. And the Muslim Brotherhood, an anti-American, anti-Israel terrorist group, will stop at nothing to regain control in Egypt. It is time for the Obama administration to take sides, stand for religious freedom and against the Muslim Brotherhood. It's time for the Obama administration to put conditions on U.S. aid to Egypt. Christians must be protected, and our jihadist enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, must be opposed and defeated. Stand now with the American Center for Law and Justice. Add your name to our petition demanding the Obama administration defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. We're thrilled that our television audience is here as well. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yep, right back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. Some folks have been holding on the line. Rachel in Oregon on line 5. Rachel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding on for us.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jay. Hi. Thank you. That's no
sure.
problem. First of all, let's get to Hegel. First of all, that lady who talked to you about the Coptic Christians,
yes.
Origin, I'm so glad she did that because it was absolutely spot on, right?
Right.
And I just shared on my Facebook page. I think everybody should share this on their Facebook page, but that's my opinion. With regards to Hegel, he's a useful idiot pansy for Obama. Bottom line is, the reason that they can't get this straightened out and it's a difficult situation is because Obama funded, and by the way, people need to understand, all that money is gone. We can't stop that. And he funded this and knew...
Well, they picked that side. I mean, I don't want to interrupt you here, Rachel, and we'll let you keep talking here, but the United States picked that side. We said when Morsi was in, we said, don't protest against, taking down the Morsi government. That's the side we pick. We cast our lot with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was a ridiculous statement of which we're seeing the consequence of it. But go ahead.
Well, for you and me, and would you say, and with due respect, I don't say that we, the United States, picked that. Obama.
Well, yeah, but that's representing the policies of the United States. Obviously, I disagree with them, but the policy of the United States was to back the Morsi government and also to encourage people not to go to the streets, which they did in Egypt. I mean, it was counterintuitive, but this was the position we took. And when I say we, I understand what you're saying, but that's the United States policy, which we're reaping the consequences of right now.
Well, look, there's this view in establishment Washington that people like the Muslim Brotherhood are not explained by their own writings. In other words, they don't believe what the Muslim Brotherhood says about themselves. What they really believe is the Muslim Brotherhood would be our friends if we just got past the George Bush presidency,
right.
If we just changed our quote-unquote neoconservative policies, then the Muslim Brotherhood would be our friends. But the reality is the Muslim Brotherhood is jihadist to its core. It doesn't matter if it's Obama or Bush in the office. They hate the United States, and it was foolish to think otherwise.
You know, it's interesting, Jordan, because, again, you work with these Coptic Christians extensively. This, again, is in a piece. The Islamists want to portray the Coptic Christians as an alien force, which is what they try to do here. A fifth column working to subvert the country when, in fact, the Christians were there first by a matter of centuries. The Coptic Church was founded in Alexandria around 50 A.D. So you've got this, as Rich Lowry calls it, this kind of stagecraft going on right now in Egypt. But I think that the American people realize what's going on here. We've got a church in a horrible situation facing terrible persecution.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I think this is... the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't exist. It's not the same as Al-Qaeda in the sense that they are there to be this faction of within a faction and a small group. They want to have broad mass appeal. I mean, they won elections. They think that this is helping them. They think that by burning down churches and beating to death a taxi cab driver because he has a cross is going to help them with other Muslims. Now, this is the chance for Egypt's majority Muslim population to make a choice. They can show the world that kind of behavior is no longer going to be something that unites Muslims, but instead will divide Muslims, and that Muslims will come out and not only just say it's wrong, but do something about it.
Well, that's what we're trying to do at ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now, backing up these Coptic Christians at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's get another phone call in.
Anthony in Florida, line 1. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, I appreciate it. One comment and a question for you guys. First of all, you guys are banging the drums and notifying us of what's going on. You, right. along with some Christian-based media outlets and then some Jewish television also informing us of historically what's happening in that region and what's happened in that region, which is something the local media down here totally lacks of any historical knowledge. My question to you guys is, when it comes to military, here in the military of this country, recognizing guys who have fallen to terrorist attacks in the homeland and Israel and the Christian-based community, how much support are they really focusing in on and sending, especially Israel, the Jewish community here, when it comes to issues concerning Israel?
Well, I know there's no doubt that, look, I mean, Israel is very concerned about what's going on in Egypt. I mean, you're talking about Egypt had been an ally of Israel for a very long time. And when Morsi was in there, the concern level was palpable. We have an office in Jerusalem. I will tell you, our senior staff there, both our government affairs team, who's includes a former ambassador for Israel, as well as our lawyers who are in the military. They know exactly what's going on and how pivotal a role Egypt has been to as a stabilizing force. And then the Muslim Brotherhood was in there. That created havoc is an understatement. It was this area of unknown. There were some smiles out in public trying to work some things out. But the reality was there was a huge level of distrust, as there had to be, David.
That's right. I mean, let's not forget, there was, for the first time in decades, a deadly terrorist attack from Egyptian soil into Israel under the Muslim Brotherhood government. The Muslim Brotherhood stood by as the Israeli embassy was stormed, overtaken, and Israeli diplomats barely avoided a massacre. And this all occurred under the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, with the military having taken on the Muslim Brotherhood, Israel was actually even able to launch a strike into the Sinai with Egyptian military permission. So things are changing for the better.
Yeah.
We have to hold their feet to the fire and make sure that the Christians are not thrown under the bus.
That's exactly correct. Let's try to grab at least one more call in here again. Go to ACLJ.org, sign this petition. You can call us at 877-989-2255 as well. Who do we have next?
Yeah, Brandon in Illinois on line 6. Brandon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Brandon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Sure.
I just want to make a quick comment. It's kind of going on left field, but people have to understand this is not just an Egyptian thing with persecution of Christians.
Absolutely.
The voice of martyrs.
Yep.
In North Korea, if you have a book and stuff like that.
Iran.
Line right now, and this is like you could talk about Islam.
I'll say this, Brandon. The difference is we don't send those militaries money. You know, that's one difference. And North Korea is an enemy. Iran is an enemy. Egypt, we are sending billions of dollars to every single year. We are arming the government that could stand in the way of persecution, but instead has a history of maybe not persecuting, but I think it's persecution by not doing anything. When you can do something about it, they're letting it happen. And I think that's a key difference. Not the idea that Christians aren't persecuted everywhere, Brandon, but that we are supporting one of these. The other two that you just referenced and many of the others, we don't.
Yeah, and Brandon, also, let me ask you this. You said you've been following it with the Voice of the Martyrs. They do great work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and the reason why I'm making this mention, you're absolutely right. We're in a position to actually do something compared to not a diplomatic tie to other countries. But the reason why I'm saying this is because people have to understand this is vast, and our lobbyists in Congress, if it comes from Blackwater or other things, they're not doing much in there either.
Well, neither Republicans or Democrats are sending out a clear message here. I mean, the real fundamental problem here is we're not sending a message. We have a very simple one. Defend the Christians. We give you the aid. It's fight the jihadist. Great. But we're giving you the aid. Defend the Christian church. You can help us on that at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Make that online donation. We get a matching gift for it at ACLJ.org. And share and like us on Facebook. Critical that you do it. Back with more tomorrow on this. Pay attention to the website, folks. We'll give you updates.
Christians must be protected, and our jihadist enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, must be opposed and defeated. Stand now with the American Center for Law and Justice. Add your name to our petition demanding the Obama administration defend Christians and defeat the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.